not only those who have suffered damage to their homes, to their businesses, communities have suffered immensely, and farmers have been completely neglected in this entire process from the floods quite a number of weeks ago. I have some concern about that, and that there's an expectation almost that farmers should pick up the pain themselves completely and carry out the works that are necessary to put their lands back to how they were prior to these floods taking place. I arranged a meeting with Noel Lavery, the Permanent Secretary, who pulled together a senior level table of people, including the Chief Executive of Rivers Agency, senior officials from Road Service, the NAEA, and also those from his own Department of DIRA, which is the Department of Agriculture and Rural Affairs, and also a number of farmers, which I invited to the meeting to share their very real pain that they have suffered and to emphasise how they feel they've been treated throughout this ridiculous process.
Now, some flood relief measures have been undertaken, but you don't feel that they go far enough?
Nowhere near far enough. These farmers have had no help and assistance whatsoever. There's been advice services, but advice is no good when it's going to take quite a lot of money to put these properties, these lands, this agricultural land back to as it was. In the south, just a few miles away in Donegal from where these farmers live in the northwest, there's up to €15,000 available by the southern government for those who've been affected by the recent floods. There isn't a single penny being made available for the agricultural sector here in the northwest, and I'm very, very concerned about that. But what's very clear about from the meeting, it is not the fault of the senior officials in any of the statutory agencies or the department. I was told by a senior official in the Department of DIRA that they have the money is there, it can be made available. He believes it should be made available, but unfortunately is not in a legal position to sign off on it because we need a minister in place and an executive to sign off an emergency flood relief funds for those who've been affected. So unfortunately, once again, we're seeing that this squabble and stormont between the DUP and Sinn Féin is really hitting our communities very, very hard at the minute, and that not one single penny can be paid out till we rectify this issue.